only platforms? Well, rest assured, there's a link in the description that takes you to the video format of this podcast interview. Now, let's get on with our special guest.
Let's get right into it. Listen, a lot of times what gives me the accreditation, if you will, and the representation.
Hello, I'm the host of Wild Podcast. My name is Darshan, man. And it's going down like this.
Big Red helps me around the house. My dream car happens to be a 13 Tundra. For sure.
Anything else you got to say? Any words of maybe encouragement or words of hope?
Hello and welcome. You're tuned in to Wild Podcast. I'm your host, Darshan McAway. Please stay tuned to this fantastic interview. We have special guest Diane Bater on. Ma'am, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Darshan?
I am doing well. Today you're here to talk to us about your book, Written in Stone. What is Written in Stone about?
Written in Stone is about a young woman named Allison, who she dreams of being a romance novelist. And she ends up getting this mysterious letter saying, hey, come to our town and be a writer in residence. And she's like, okay, well, dream come true, let's go. And before she leaves, however, she discovers that her father, who she thought was dead for the past 20 years, is actually still alive. And he's in the same part of the country. It starts out in Toronto, Canada, and then takes us to Vancouver Island. And she finds out that's where her father has been. So it kind of comes together with her living her dream and going to be a writer and all of that. And then finding her father that she thought, you know, she doesn't even remember. She had a very traumatic incident in her childhood that she doesn't remember, and slowly starts to unearth all these secrets.
So what sparked the influence to write this particular book?
No, I think part of it was, you know, as a writer, you're always like, oh, I, you know, want to live my dream and be a full-time writer and be recognized and all of that. And part of it, I used to go up to Lake Huron in Ontario, and I would sit on the shores and write and whatever. And it's always kind of like, well, what if somebody sent you this letter and said, hey, come and write with us and stay in this amazing old building? And it was just, I think it just took off from there.
So Written in Stone, is it loosely based off a true story?
No.
No? Okay. And when, so with that being said, when you were growing up, how was your childhood? Did you have a lot of fun? Did you have a lot of struggles?
yeah, that's a big story. Kind of down the middle, I guess. Like, you know, we were kids out in the middle of nowhere. So we were going off through the woods and biking a lot and that sort of thing. But yeah, we had, my dad, when I was growing up, had some health issues. So it caused a lot of stress and all that sort of stuff. So
now you've written over how many books? Is it 16 total or?
Written in Stone is my 16th.
Okay, your 16th book. So tell me about your writing process just a little bit. How do you get started?
It just kind of depends. Like sometimes I'll be out, you know, my daughter and I like to go shopping. So we'll be in the mall or something and I'll see a person or, you know, something will kind of trigger me, or it'll even be something on Facebook or something like one of those silly memes. And I'm like, oh, well, what if?
Right.
The ones you're showing there, the Beach of a Crime and Witch of a Scandal and stuff, those are actually anthologies I'm doing through Aconite Cafe. And last summer I moved across Canada, go figure. And no, the book was written before I moved across Canada. I moved from Ontario to Alberta, and I somehow hooked up with Aconite Press and went, oh, well, this could be something fun to do something a little different because I'm so used to writing novels. I haven't written a lot of short stories lately. And I came up with this character named Dash, and Dash is one of those flaky kind of detective characters who just kind of lives life the way she wants to live it, but at the same time, she has to make a living. So she's become this flaky little detective, and she is gaining a lot of notoriety for all these videos that go viral of everything she does wrong. Mm-hmm. But she just seems to keep going and plugging along. And I've written 5 stories now, I think, with her. So there's a couple more coming out.
She sounds interesting. Did you think about turning her character into something that can be more commercial and mainstream? Like, for instance, taking it to the silver screen or maybe some type of TV show?
You know what? I haven't yet. I think because I'm still writing these short stories and still kind of developing her mm-hmm. through the short stories, I do have the ability soon to go back, and I want to create them as a short story collection because all of these misadventures and everything. But I think that would be a lot of fun. Is turning her into a TV series would be just a hoot. She is right. So fun.
So you mentioned your daughter helps you. Has she come up with any of her own stories, or she just really helps you put it together?
She is very creative, and I know she writes, but she's just kind of kept a lot of it to herself. I have read some of her stuff, and she is really good, but yeah. She's got other things that she's working on right now. So
as it stands now, has your life panned out the way you wanted it to so far?
No, absolutely not.
Finally, somebody who tells me no, it's not going well.
You know, when you start out, you always have all this vision when you're a kid. I want to do this, and I want to do this. I'm a writer. I've always wanted to be a writer. But everything around that I have great kids. Everything around that is like, you know, total chaos. But that's the way life goes, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I typically ask that question because I want to know some of the struggle that people do have. And a lot of times it's always been like, it's been bliss and it's been going the way I wanted to. And I'm like, my life went the total opposite, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, and I started off when I first started becoming a writer, and I worked on my first book, and I was like struggling, and I was doing like everybody, sending it out. And I ended up in this little critique group, and most of them were in the U.S. I was in Canada, but there was one lady in the group, and I'm like, I really like the way she edited. I like the way she talked to people, and I wanted to do that, but I wanted her advice. So I was like, very sweet, please, 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 can you read this? And just let me know, like, what do you think? Where am I going wrong? What do I need to fix? She read my book. She gave me some feedback. She gave me a whole bunch of edits. Meaning like it took me like a month and a half to get through them all.
Right.
And she said, when you're done, send it to this lady named Dawn. I'm like, well, why would I do that? And I Googled her. She was an agent. The lady I had requested the reading from was one of her readers. And I had no clue at the time. So it was just everything kind of fell into line from there. And then I got my first publisher. Then I had a second publisher. Then I lost the second publisher. And then now after 10 years, I walked away from my publisher of 10 years for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. And Written in Stone is actually my first self-published book. And I'm taking my control back, and I'm going to relaunch all of my books with fresh editing, which was a big thing, right. And fresh covers. So
let's stay right there for a moment on the business aspect of things. Two questions. What did you like and dislike about having a traditional publisher?
I like that I could write the books and send them away, and then they would edit, they would help do the covers, they would do all that behind the scenes work. Mm-hmm. I had to, you know, finish the edits after, and then they would worry about putting them out and all of that. And that you still have to do the marketing part. Like, it was a smaller publisher, so they didn't have a big marketing department and all of that. So I've learned a lot over the last 10 years just about getting myself out there, getting my work out there. I've learned a lot about covers, so I'm really, really proud. I actually created the cover myself, which totally I've had a lot of great feedback on, so I was really happy about that part.
Good deal. Now, what's the benefits of you self-publishing? What have you discovered about yourself in self-publishing?
That I'm kind of tenacious, and I will just keep on going until I get it right. Yeah. I mean, I know there is a couple of little tweaks I do have to do to the book. I noticed that you always notice the typos once you publish it.
Yep.
So there are a couple of things I have to tweak, but I love the book and I have loved, I mean, I've been doing this a long time. I've made a lot of friends in the community. And when I decided that I wanted to self-publish, I had a lot of people to talk to and to give me advice.
Yeah.
And one thing I would say to any author is don't just live in a bubble. Make lots of friends, get out there, meet writers, go to conferences, go to all kinds of writing events and meet people who can help you out. And it's amazing how much you can help some of them out too.
I agree. I think that is fantastic advice. One thing I used to do too, when it came down to editing, when I first was getting started and writing books, I would listen to, this was way before Adobe was really established. I would listen to the Adobe Reader read it out loud to me. Yeah. And I would catch my errors, you know. And if Adobe didn't pique my interest, I go, man, I got to go back to the drawing board because right? It doesn't make any sense. You know,
my own book is boring me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So since you are in the self-publishing sphere, do you have a team of people who help you out, or is it something that you're kind of just doing on your own?
Right now, I'm just doing on my own. Mm-hmm. I do have, as I said, I have this great circle of friends with this particular book because it was my first and it had not been professionally edited. I had probably about 8 beta readers that read it. And it's so funny that every last one of them caught different errors. So it was really great because I caught just about everything.
Right. You know, and I think a lot of writers or even beginning writers need to understand that any editor that you see, they're going to always catch something, you know, always. So don't think that, hey, I didn't do it correctly or it's not written correctly. It's just somebody always going to find something. You can give your book to 15 different people. They'll find 15 different mistakes, you know?
Absolutely. Everybody has a totally different perspective, right? And you'll get some people going, oh, well, I would have written that differently.
Mm-hmm.
If that's your voice and how you want to write it, don't change it.
Right. Absolutely.
Unless it's advice. Something that's really technically, you know, you can't even read it out loud to yourself, then you got to change it.
Right. So let me ask you this question. And it's something that I want to kind of start doing a little bit more often is what are people's first impression of you when they first meet you?
I like to think that I'm warm and bubbly. And, you know, I work a lot in customer service, so I have to be kind of out there and stuff. Of course, when I get home, I'm like, okay, I'm putting my feet up and staring at a wall for 5 minutes. But, you know, I'm always a very welcoming person. And if anybody has any questions about writing or publishing or anything, they can feel free to reach out to me on my website and ask.
So I see that you have book coaching. So that's something that's very fantastic. I encourage you guys to go over to her website and check her out. Do you do any social media? Like, are you on there dancing on TikTok or anything like that?
No. I don't do the dancing part, but I am all over social media. Like, there's links on my website. I've got a newsletter that I send out from Substack. I'm all over Facebook. I'm all over Instagram. So yeah, I just, when I got my box with my new books, I should have brought my other book over. When I got my box with my new books, my daughter videotaped me. So if you go on TikTok and look me up, there's this video of me opening my box and going, what am I supposed to do with these? And I have this itty bitty copy of my book that I made and that I pull out of the box. And I'm like, what do I do with this?
Right.
My daughter didn't know I was doing it, so it was even funnier.
Well, Diane, I appreciate you so much. Go ahead and one more time, put your book up for us to see it on the screen. And you guys go check this book out, Written in Stone by Diane Bator. Thank you so much for coming through. I really appreciate you for your time on this fantastic weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Darshan. We, you know, as authors, we really appreciate people like you doing this.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you yet again. Thank you for your time. And I really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.